From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was only 12 days ago that the Brussels Airport departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. But on Sunday, it will partially reopen for passenger flights. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart from Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward returning to full operation.
In this construction, first four lanes, then eight lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests Saturday following a tense confrontation in Brussels between right-wing protesters and anti-racist demonstrators. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place.
In Syria and Iraq, ISIL continues to lose ground. Our coalition continues to take out its leaders, including those planning terrorist attacks against our countries. They're losing their oil infrastructure and revenues. Their morale is suffering. As ISIL is squeezed in Syria and Iraq, it's lashing out elsewhere, as we've seen most recently and tragically, from Turkey to Brussels.
Mr. Obama inaugurated the first nuclear security summit nearly 6 years ago. This was the last such summit of his administration. This